Good evening. This is All India Radio and I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. India heading towards joining the $5 trillion economies club in a few years, says the Prime Minister. Mr. Narendra Modi unveils foundation plaque for Navi Mumbai International Airport. Also dedicates to the nation fourth container terminal at Jawaharlal Nehru Port Trust. A number of engagements await Prime Minister Modi in Karnataka tomorrow. 74% voting recorded in Tripura Assembly elections. Three persons, including two security guards, killed in a Maoist attack in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. In Iran, all the 66 people on board killed in a passenger plane crash. And in T20 cricket, South Africa beat India by 5 wickets in third women's encounter in Johannesburg. In men's match, India set a target of 204 runs for South Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India is on way to join the $5 trillion economy club in a few years due to consistent efforts of the India government. He was speaking at the inauguration of Maharashtra's first global investor summit, Magnetic Maharashtra Convergence 2018 in Mumbai.
पिछले तीन साढ़े तीन वर्षों के सरकार के निरंतर प्रयास का परिणाम है कि अब $5 trillion क्लब की बात होने लगी है। दुनिया की बड़ी बड़ी एजेंसियां कह रही हैं कि अगले कुछ वर्षों में भारत $5 trillion क्लब में शामिल हो जाएगा। ये विश्वास ऐसे ही नहीं आया है। इसके पीछे पीपल फ्रेंडली, डेवलपमेंट फ्रेंडली और इन्वेस्टमेंट फ्रेंडली माहौल बनाने का एक विजन है, उसके पीछे प्रयास है।
He said summits like Magnetic Maharashtra are a great example of cooperative, competitive federalism. Congratulating Maharashtra for its aim to become a trillion-dollar economy, Mr. Modi said the state leads in infrastructure development and the efforts taken to strengthen business environment in the state in the last 3 years are showing results.
देश का विकास तभी संभव है जब राज्यों का भी विकास हो। महाराष्ट्र का विकास भारत के बढ़ते हुए सामर्थ्य का प्रतीक है कि हम इस तरह के बड़े लक्ष्य तय कर पा रहे हैं। ये देश में बदली हुई सोच, बदले हुए हालात का जीता जागता उदाहरण है।
Making special mention of the Maharashtra Samruddhi Corridor, the Prime Minister said the 700-kilometer super communication expressway and an adjacent smart city have the potential to create about 20 lakh new jobs and lead to immense growth in agriculture and agro-based development. Mr. Modi said his government believes in holistic, inclusive and comprehensive development, adding that potential, policy, planning and performance leads to progress. Giving wings to the much-delayed Navi Mumbai International Airport, Prime Minister digitally unveiled the foundation plaque for Mumbai's secondary airport. He said it is his pleasure to inaugurate two important infrastructure projects on the eve of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's birth anniversary. Talking about Navi Mumbai Airport, Mr. Modi said this is the biggest greenfield airport being developed since independence. He said the government is focusing on the aviation sector with the aim to make air travel affordable for the common man. He said the Udaan project will be working on developing about 100 small airports operational across towns and cities of India. Mr. Modi informed that the government has ordered about 900 new airplanes in the past year as compared to the 450 airplanes currently operational.
इन वर्षों से जो हवाई जहाज खरीदे गए, चलाए गए, आज हमारे देश में करीब-करीब 450 हवाई जहाज ऑपरेशनल है, सरकारी हो, प्राइवेट हो, सब मिलाकर। आजादी से अब तक हम 450 पर पहुंचे हैं। आपको जानकर के खुशी होगी, इस एक वर्ष में इस देश के एविएशन सेक्टर द्वारा 900 नए हवाई जहाज के ऑर्डर बुक किए गए हैं।
The Prime Minister also dedicated the fourth terminal of Jawaharlal Nehru Port Trust to the nation. This container terminal has been built in a record time of 28 months with an estimated cost of 4,719 crore rupees. Mr. Modi said the government has started the Sagarmala project to initiate port-led development.
पोर्ट का ही डेवलपमेंट करना चाहते ऐसा नहीं है, हम पोर्ट लेड डेवलपमेंट पर बल दे रहे हैं ताकि हमारे समुद्री तट के 7,500 किलोमीटर का विशाल समुद्र हमारे पास है। हम समुद्री क्षेत्र में एक महाशक्ति बनने की संभावना वाली हमें भौगोलिक रूप से व्यवस्था मिली हुई है। ये हमारे लिए चुनौती है कि हम कैसे फायदा उठाएं इस अवसर का, और हम अपनी व्यवस्थाओं को विकास की नई ऊंचाइयों पर ले जाए.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड ट्रेड थ्रू सी रूट्स विल लीड टू ट्रू ग्लोबलाइजेशन. मिस्टर मोदी सेड ट्रांसपोर्ट ऑफ गुड्स थ्रू सी रूट इज नॉट ओनली चीपर बट ऑल्सो एनवायरमेंट फ्रेंडली.
ट्रांसपोर्टेशन क्षेत्र के अंदर 100 से ज्यादा वाटर वे हमने आइडेंटिफाई किए और पूरे देश में हमें लगता है कि गुड्स ट्रांसपोर्टेशन के लिए अगर हम रेल या रोड के बजाय अगर वाटर वे का उपयोग करें तो हम बहुत ही कम खर्च में चीजों को मुहैया करा सकते हैं, पहुंचा सकते हैं और एनवायरमेंट को कम से कम नुकसान करके हम ग्लोबल वार्मिंग के खिलाफ जो लड़ाई चल रही है उसमें भी अपना सकारात्मक कंट्रीब्यूशन कर सकते हैं.
Speaking at a function in New Delhi earlier, Mr. Modi said, democracy is the BJP's core value which enables the party to take allies along successfully. Inaugurating the new BJP headquarters at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, the party has never wavered from its founding ideals and is full of patriotism. He said the party is guided by a democratic spirit in its thinking, working and executing its agenda. The Prime Minister said, multi-party system in India enriches the country's democracy.
कुछ दल हैं जिनकी आज संसद में भी उपस्थिति है, उनके अपने विचार हैं, हर इश्यू के प्रति समस्या को देखने का उनका अपना नजरिया है और इतने सब दलों के होने के कारण भारत के लोकतंत्र का एक गुलदस्ता बहुत सुहावना लगता है. ये हमारे लोकतंत्र की खूबसूरती है कि बहुदलीय हमारा लोकतंत्र और जो सदन में बैठे हुए अलग अलग दलों के बंधु हैं वे जन सामान्य की आशा आकांक्षाओं को अपने नजरिए से प्रकट करते रहते हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in Karnataka tonight for a two-day event to be held in Shravanabenagola and Mysuru. After overnight stay in Mysuru, Mr. Modi is scheduled to take part in the 88th Mahamastaka Abhishek Mahotsav of Bhagwan Bahubali in Shravanabenagola. He will also inaugurate newly carved 630 steps on Vindhyadiri Hill that leads the disciples at the top for the darshan of the 58.8 feet tall monolithic statue of Bahubali. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. In Tripura, 74% voting has been recorded in the assembly elections for 59 seats. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Deputy Election Commissioner Sudeep Jain said the poll percentage is likely to go up as the final figure is yet to come. He said polling in the northeastern state passed off peacefully.
Today in Tripura, out of 3174 polling stations, 72% polling stations were on webcast, which is a historic work which has been done, and this was a major measure which was initiated to ensure that there is an absolute transparency, force multiplier, and there is no violation of our poll protocol which takes place anywhere. The rest of the polling stations were also covered with videography.
Our correspondent has more on the polling.
Today, throughout the state, the voters cast their votes with enthusiasm. In the beginning of voting, EVMs at several places were found malfunctioning, but after an hour, the voting process went on smoothly. Due to delayed start of voting in those booths, voters were found queuing up in polling stations till this evening. Police said there was no report of any untoward happenings from anywhere of the state. A total of 292 candidates' fate have been sealed now in EVMs kept in strong rooms. This time, CPIM-led Left Front and BJP-IPFT Alliance are mainly entangled in the electoral battle. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
The counting of votes will be taken up on the 3rd of next month. The 2 days conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association of India region concluded in Patna today. Addressing valedictory function, Bihar Governor Satyapal Malik expressed concern at the pandemonium created in Parliament as well as state legislatures by opposition parties. He said raising questions is the best tool of members in the House. Our correspondent reports that over 100 delegates from across the country and abroad, including Australia, Britain and Uganda, participated in the conference. In Chhattisgarh, 3 persons, including 2 security guards, were killed in a Maoist attack in Sukma district of insurgency-hit Bastar region this afternoon. Maoists attacked a road construction site and killed a worker in Bheji area near Chintagufa. They also set ablaze some vehicles deployed in the road construction activity where security personnel of CRPF, Special Task Force and District Reserve Guard were deployed to provide security cover. Maoists triggered a blast and then opened indiscriminate fire on the security personnel. The security personnel retaliated the Maoist attack. In the gun battle, two assistant constables of Reserve Guard lost their lives, while six other security personnel were injured. In Tamil Nadu, nine people, including eight women, were killed and 15 were injured in a road accident at Tamil near Kanchipuram on the Chennai-Bangalore National Highway. 25 people of Vellore district were on their way to visit their relatives when the vehicle in which they were travelling was hit by a private bus. In Rajasthan, the death toll has risen to 18 in Friday's gas cylinder blast during a wedding ceremony in Biawar of Ajmer district. Army, NDRF and SDRF are still carrying on relief and rescue operations. Superintendent of Police Ajmer Rajendra Singh told AIR that 18 bodies have been recovered so far from the debris of the buildings. An Iranian passenger plane on a domestic flight crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains today, killing all 66 people on board. An airline official said the Asman Airlines flight left Tehran's Mehrabad Airport this morning for Yasuj in Isfahan province. He told state broadcaster IRIB that the plane crashed into Dena Mountain, part of the Zagros range, around 23 kilometers from Yasuj. Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley today called on King of Saudi Arabia Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud at Yal Yamama Palace in Riyadh. During the meeting, they discussed bilateral relations and ways of developing and enhancing them in various fields. The finance minister also conveyed the greetings of President Ramnath Kovind to King Salman. Mr. Jaitley reached Saudi Arabia this morning on a two-day visit to the country to co-chair the 12th India-Saudi Arabia Joint Commission meeting. The two-day JCM is being held at Riyadh. President Ramnath Kovind today said the government has brought various schemes in order to encourage self-employment. Addressing the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of PGDAV College in New Delhi, Mr. Kovind said, 21st century is the age of the knowledge economy. He pointed to the success of startups in online commerce, transport and tourism as examples. The News Services Division of All India Radio in its weekly bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tomorrow, will bring you a discussion on National Clean Air Program. This can be heard on FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. Listeners can ask questions to the experts sitting in our studio on toll-free telephone numbers 1-800-115767. You can also ask questions on telephone number 011-2331-4444 and post queries on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts by hashtag AskAIR. This program is also available on Doordarshan DTH. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs, Sports and Information Broadcasting, Colonel Rajyavardhan Rathore, has said that the government is working in a transparent manner. He said that the government is committed to fight against corruption. Addressing the closing ceremony of Jaipur Mahakhel in Jaipur today, Mr. Rathore said the government has taken several initiatives for the development of sports and youth in the country. South Africa beat India by 5 wickets in the third Women's T20 Cricket International Encounter in Johannesburg today. South Africa first restricted India to 133 in 17.5 overs. The hosts then overall the target in exactly 19 overs. In the ongoing first men's T20 match against India at the new Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg, chasing a target of 204 runs, South Africa were 158 for 6 in 17.4 overs a short while ago. Earlier, sent in to bat, India made 203 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Opener Shikhar Dhawan was the top scorer with a fine 72 of 39 balls. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. India heading towards joining the $5 trillion economies club in a few years, says the Prime Minister. Mr. Narendra Modi unveils foundation plaque for Navi Mumbai International Airport. Also dedicates to the nation fourth container terminal at Jawaharlal Nehru Port Trust. A number of engagements await Prime Minister Modi in Karnataka tomorrow. 74% voting recorded in Tripura Assembly elections. Three persons, including two security guards, killed in a Maoist attack in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. In Iran, all the 66 people on board killed in a passenger plane crash. And in T20 cricket, South Africa beat India by 5 wickets in third women's encounter in Johannesburg. In men's match, India set a target of 204 runs for South Africa. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.